met for some years. He's been coming a few times to see you. He and his wife, Mula Prakriti, have been preaching.
What's his name?
Mula Prakriti.
Mula Prakriti.
And they've been distributing Prabhupada's books and preaching for about 25 years.
Where?
In America. And this is their children, Shravan and Namprecharini.
Who is she?
Namprecharini.
She's the daughter. I have seen her. You? No.
This is Tova. She's from Europe. And she's been reading Prabhupada's books for a few years.
And?
And her husband, what's her name?
Thank you.
And what's her name?
Khubja.
Khubja. Khubja Rani? You are coming from Mathura? From the palace of Kams Maharaj?
Gopa Vrindapal and his wife are traveling around the world now trying to help the devotees establish better relationships like is described in the Upadeshamrita.
I have no time. Very few time.
Okay.
Ask questions.
Very quick. I received a letter from my godbrother Jagat Guru Swami.
And Jagat Guru?
Swami. He's with Sridhar Maharaj now.
Sridhar Maharaj with Northeast Mission.
Not anymore. Yeah, Nisringa.
Anywhere in
Nisringa
south
Swami.
Of South India?
Yeah. And although you have been... Although you had been speaking a little bit last time we were here about how all the Goswamis are eternal associates, just that day when I got back, there was a letter from him, and he reminded me of a letter that I got from our Prabhupada in 1968.
What is this? Chaitanya Charitamrita?
No, this is our Prabhupada's letters. And I wonder if you could explain this. He says, the six Goswamis are not all eternal associates of Krishna. Only Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswami are eternal associates. You know there are two kinds of living entities, Nitya Mukta, or eternal associates of the Lord, and Nitya Badha, or eternally conditioned. This material manifestation is a chance for the eternally conditioned entities to go back to Godhead. But when they are back, there is no distinction between the two. When Krishna appears, some of his eternal associates come with him to assist him in his different incarnational activities. And some of the living entities from conditioned life are liberated by following the footprints of Lord Krishna and his bona fide associates, like you were just saying. So all the six became eternal associates of Krishna.
Became.
Yeah, so...
Only Rupa Sanatan.
He has... Rupa and Raghunath.
Rupa and Raghunath he has told.
Yeah. I know that Prabhupada thinks
I
the
think
same
that
way.
This is only for the person to whom he is writing letters.
To me, was.
To you?
In 1968.
At that time, you are very orphan boy. Late. So, he has written like so. What we see for six Goswamis that Sanatana Goswami is long Manjari and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has explained, has written in their books Krishna Bhavana Amrita and Govinda Lila that when in the Nishanta Lila and all other Lilas, but I am giving one example that in Nishanta Lila when Radha and Krishna are sleeping and after that Krishna awoke Srimati Radhika. At that time, Srimati Radhika told Krishna that how I will be in front of my all sakhis. You should do shringar of me. You should shringar karna.
Decorate.
Decorate me. Shringar me. So that the sufis will see that I am part in evening, no change. Now everything changed, that this kajal has gone, all thing has been
pulta
ho gaya, and everything, they will laugh to see. So at first long manjari came in a dish of golden dish, kumkum, chandan, kapoor, camphor, and all these things the Krishna wanted to paint Srimati Radhika and to do Shringar. At first he did this,
coming here,
then he did all these things. No? So there was Lavanga Manjari. Lavanga Manjari has called Sanatana Goswami. Bilas Manjari Ji Goswami, he has written in Krishna Bhavanamrita and Govinda Lilamrita. So many kinds of services. So all these six Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Guna Manjari, some are Rasa Manjari, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is Kasturi Manjari. So these Goswamis had described in the books of Goswamis and Kavi Karnapur that they are eternal associates of Krishna.
Why would our Prabhupada want us to think that
they have
the
to write to certain unqualified person in one manner and to others high qualified person in another? Perhaps this is the reason. In Rupa Raghunath, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has told, Rupa Raghunath Pade Jar Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita. Everywhere declared, so he has told. Right? So, but Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has admitted them as a Siksha Guru to all six Goswamis, and he has declared that they are all Mukta. They are all declared. Sometime in Chaitanya Charitamrita I will explain you. And the writings of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, I will.
I knew that Prabhupada also thought like you. I just couldn't understand why an unqualified person couldn't hear that they were all eternal associates.
That is, we cannot take all these things in right way. So he is bound to write like this. He has written so many things.
What she was asking, when the
you have to go just now.
When the intimate,
you are here in Vrindavan.
Yeah, just
you can come
time.
Another day.
That's fine.
You can come. What question? Very little.
When the intimate devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are described by Kavi Karnapur and Krishnadas Kaviraj as internal associates of Lord Krishna, does that always mean direct incarnation, or can it mean Shakti of, like Shakti of Esh, but can Sanatana Goswami be Shakti of Lavanga Manjari, or is it direct, full incarnation?
You have not heard and read like you say. We have heard that he was Sarva Damodar was himself Vishakha. Rai Ramanand was Sarva Damodar was Lalita. Vishakha was this. Rai Ramananda. Someone's Chitra. No Shakti and Shaktavesh. Kalpana karte hain.
Imagine.
Like so?
No,
have you read like so?
No. And I have no conclusion. I was asking
why
for
you are
clarification.
Abstracting any conclusion from anywhere. You should
that's not
believe,
my attempt.
Form belief on Goswami's writings.
Yeah.
Don't do anything by your kalpana.
My question was only if it is written somewhere in Goswami.
Why written? Have you written?
Not me, no.
Then why you are telling?
Not telling, asking.
This question is out of Siddhanta.
Yes.
These questions should not be arise.
Oh, all right, my mistake.
What our Goswami has written, true to any extent. No. Okay.
Doubt.
Interpretation.
Yeah.
No.
Addition.
Kalpana and
imagination
are. What Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has told, no kalpana at all, imagination. They are told directly. Yeah.
The names of Baladev's Sakis. Baladev's Sakis. Yeah. What is the name of the main Sakis? And Manjaris? He has Manjaris too?
They don't need in practice. We only try to develop our this thing more in Krishna and Radha's.
Someone asked me what is the name of some of Baladev's Sakis. So
what he will do?
I don't know.
He want to be the Baladev in Baladev group?
Maybe. Maybe.
Then he should go to
different
any other group. We only know the group of Sakis. Anywhere not written. It is not the subject of Srimad Bhagavatam. There is no manjari, nothing, no description. Only some sakis.
I have one question. When we are going into the golden age, that was predicted by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can we go into it without any cleansing process, or do we have to go through great disasters?
You can apply it. Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu has said that we will go to a Suvarna Yug.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he has shows the sadhana and bhajan, practices, from bottom to top, we'll have to follow all these.
But I was thinking about the planets.
It means, will there be a great disaster?
Disaster before we go into the golden age, like earthquakes, floods, and things like that.
I don't understand. Natural disasters. He's thinking, just purely thinking, is there
going to
be great natural disasters?
How does
you cannot answer?
He didn't ask me.
You should answer these questions. Is it?
Only by devotional service.
I'm not following his language.
Only in the golden age is Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, and the only way to get into it is by Sankirtan and following Vaidhi Bhakti.
Already started.
Today, it's very as possible, it's happy day that we have all assembled here. Today is Vishwarupa Hope Day. Vishwarupa Mahot Festival. Festival of Vishwarupa. Who are Vishwarupa? I will first one thing. Something. I will tell only some few words. Because you know everything more than me, the life history of Swamiji, how he preached in very short time. What are the specialty of Swamiji, you know more than me. So I am telling something. Today is Vishwarupa Mahotsav. Who is Vishwarupa? Elder brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Prabhu. He used to go to the class of Advaita Acharya, Advaita Acharya. What Advaita? Advaita means one with Krishna. Acharya means he was acharya of bhakti karma. So he was Advaita Acharya. He was the first learned person. Anyone who went to his school, it was surely that he will be converted into very big Vaishnava. Vishwarupa Prabhu is Baladeva Prabhu. Not fully. Baladeva Prabhu, Vishwarupa Prabhu, was the son of Vasudev coming in the room of home of Devaki Devi. And Nityananda is the son of Vasudev Prabhu being in the womb of Rohini. Some people in the womb of Devaki, Devi was offered in Matra and Rohini living in Mahapalpa with Yashoda. So the womb in Rohini was in full. All the Devaki was part. As Krishna was part in Devaki and full in, full Satchidananda, Tattva in, Prajendananda in, Yashoda. So Vishwarupa was part of Baladeva, being in the womb of Devaki, and he came in the shape of Vishwarupa. He took sannyas today, being in the school of Advaita Acharya. He knew that this world is not always, not eternal, and full of misery. Anyone can be happy with it. All kinds of worldly things in this world. And we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are Krishna Das. So hearing all these things, Vishwarupa determined that he should take sannyas and serve Krishna. He left the home. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a very little baby, at the age of only 5-6 hours, father was not alive at that time. Heavenly Mother was there, and it was very hard to manage his life calmly and quickly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, the soul went anywhere and took some rest. Then mother, sick and so unhappy. Father went away. Then he ordered Vinayi that you serve mother always. And he will be that well. He tried to follow. When he went to Gaya, he went, but his pain was not main thing. To have a connection with Vaishnava is main thing. He meets there Ishwar Purukar. And he took Diksha, initiation. Initiation, as he thinks that it is a fact of only one day when Guru will call us and we will go and hear the chant mantra. And we are now. These children are our work of taking initiation in Loka. In only 1 hour or half an hour or in 10 minutes. By fire and giving sacred faith on the moon. But it is not true. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got Gopal Mantra from his Guru Dev, and this was beginning thing. Then he came and tried to follow Vishwaroop. So next day he went to Kandak Nagari and took sannyas from Keshavabhad. Initiation was not yet stopped, not finished. Wars was going on. After taking danda and cross and leaving everything in world, all kinds of desires, worldly desires, and also desire for Vaikuntha, also desire for Ayodhya, desire for Dwarka and Dwarka and Mathura. Also desire for all things which are in Vrindavan also. Desire of serving Krishna, Dasharas. Also living the desire to serve Krishna as a Sakha. Also the desire to love Krishna and serve Krishna as a father and mother, parcelers, everything to have to give up. Otherwise, Braj Prem, Gopi Prem will not have, and Chaitanya Prabhu has come only to give this. So, his taking sannyas or taking initiation was not completed. Then he, from Puri, went to South India, and on the bank of Godavari, he met Radha. Radha Manan was down. He was only Vishakashavi. And in his association, he guided God that thing. How do you realize? He knew everything at first. Because he was Krishna. Krishna is ocean of love, ocean of prayer. But he had no realization of Gopi Prem. What Prem in Gopi are especially in Srimati Radhika. How she loves, what is his pranay, what is his mahabhav, that she loves me more than me, what I love to Radhika. So he went in South India and met Radhamananda. And as a Vishakha Sakhi, he completed his course of initiation. So you should not know that Diksha initiation of one day. At first day, we had some given them in the register. Only beginning, no reading, nothing, no class at all. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Gaya up to Godavari bend, he had to go through many stages. So we'll have to completely do like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from this Vishwarup Mahotsav, he told his associates that I'm going to see where Vishwarup is to discover.
Going to search for Vishwarup.
To search for Vishwarup. But actual thing was not this. There are so many reasons to go there. He only showed general people that I am going to search a peaceful. But he was going to, in search of Gopi Prem, what he has to give. And it will be only found in Radhamananda. And to preach everywhere Krishna name. What is preaching? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not told Gita. He told not told Bhagavat at that time to general person. To a like generally. Those who like animals. At that time, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spends and tells them that I am reading Gita, you should take lessons, take my class, will they were qualified to take Gita?
No.
He chanted loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav, Pani Ma, Rama Raghav, Rama Raghav, Rama Raghav. And all were at that education. After this, Srila Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and all Goswami translated Gita and did all the things. Jiva Goswami made of this sampradaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu know. People chanted Krishna everywhere. He has not wrote any book, anything. But afterward, our acharyas needed it. And thought that it is very neat to write books. What is name? What is Krishna Prem? How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why he came and what he gave. So all these things were completed by Sanatana Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Raghu Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, after that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, and at last by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and now S.A. Bhakti Goswami has translated so many authentic books, Gita, Srimad Bhagavat, Upanishad, and so many books. Now there are so many books are printed. So also try to do the works that he wanted to do. To preach where he could not preach, now you are preaching, and I think that you are adding so much preaching. But try to reform something. Time, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, anywhere in his writing, Jivan Charitra,
autobiography,
that after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and after Goswami, some event happened, including our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So you have to reform all these things. And then pure Ganga should go, Bhakti Ganga should go. And he tried. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami has also tried. Prabhupada has given seed. And that seed, he saw that so many branches have come out, lips have come out, undeepened fruits have also come out. But now, you have to see that undeepened fruits are ready to arrive. So you have to control so that the ripened fruits should not be destroyed. No poka na lag jaye. No bad germ should enter in this. The manic, they cannot, they should not infect them. You should try to keep it so pure as he was at that time. And try to preach everywhere for this. Krishna name, Krishna prem. What is prem? Prem. Prem is God. That anything against will come. Pray, will not pray. Understanding? Any opposite thing will come to destroy prayer.
Even if there is a cause, a good cause,
a good cause to make it hamper, it will go up. This is the symptom of prem. If prem is in our us, a very little drop, then our prem will gradually go up. But sometimes we see that prem goes away. So it is not pure prem. We should love each other, our God brothers, senior Vaishnava, junior Vaishnava, and try to be in one way to preach and to adopt his all orders. And he is in one. So, when he was, no burden upon you, but now he is in Aprakat Leela and he is watching you and seeing you, whether you are completely pure and with instinct, you are instinct, all these things are now. So, the burden is now more, burden is Uttar Daitra. This responsibility is more. So, you should do more and more labor for this. One thing also, that any worldly things, name and fame, or any wealth, or anything, should not Ripu was so far away.
We should not allow the money, wealth, thing to take us away from the pure service.
To be in our brain, in our this sadhana bhajan, we should always be one. No swarth, selfishness should enter in our this. If any selfishness or any things will come, worldly things, they will keep us more far and far. So we should try to preach our whole world all the message of our Goswami Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Sanatan, and our Guru. This will be the best service of us. Now time is over. Mahaprasad is offered to deities and he will do some kirtan.